Little surfer, little one, made my heart come all undone. Do you love me? Do you, surfer girl? My little surfer girl, I have watched you on the shore. Standing by the ocean's roar, do you love me? Do you, surfer girl?
Welcome to Queer Voices on KPFT, and this segment is called Queer Music Heritage. I'm J.D. Doyle, and I'm here on the fourth Monday of each month to bring you an hour devoted to our culture's music. I'll cover a lot of years and types of music, mostly because I just don't think lesbian and gay music of the past should be forgotten. And I try to give a little information about the music as I go.
So I say from me to you, I will make your dreams come true. Do you love me? Do you, surfer?
Welcome to my third anniversary show. I think I've got a good show lined up for tonight, and it includes a special interview with the members of Wishing Chair. I think they are among the best folk artists to come along in years, so please stick around for that. For my intro song this month, I used Frank's version of Surfer Girl from her 1991 album, Positively Frank, and Frank is spelled P-H-R-A-N-C. She's been producing openly lesbian music since her first release in 1985. The first part of tonight's show will honor some of the lesbian performers of the earlier years of our music culture, and there's hardly a better place to start than with the first openly lesbian album. In 1973 in New York City, there was a group called Lesbian Feminist Liberation, and one of their activities was to have musical performances at the Firehouse, which was in effect the unofficial gay and lesbian community center in the early 70s. As the story goes, one of the members was thinking that she'd really love to have a record of the music they do at the Sunday shows, so that she could hear it any time. And then asked herself the question, well, why not record the show? And the rest is herstory. They recorded one of the shows in 1973 and called the album A Few Loving Women. It was essentially a talent show, or open mic, and that's easy to tell musically. I want to play a set of three of the songs from the album. You won't be impressed by the singing, but these songs are definitely historical. The third song is really the noteworthy one from the album. The set starts off with Woman Like Me and then one called Edith.
Women like me have jobs to do and houses to keep and children to rear and love to share with women like me. Women like me have books to write and pictures to paint and songs to make and love to give to women like me.
Women like me have jobs
like me
and houses to do
and children to rear and love to share
and women like me.
And songs to make, and songs to give,
and songs to give
to women like me.
When I woke up this morning and I didn't see you, by
by my side. Cold emptiness washed over me, and I cried. Oh, Edith, my own, Edith, I love you. Oh, Edith, I love you. Last night in my dreams, you opened your arms to me. Your smile so sweet and warm comforted me. Oh, Edith, my own, Edith, I love you. Oh, Edith, I love you. When you're close to me and I can feel your touch, and you place your lips on mine, life begins to mean so very much, and I know that love is kind. But when we're apart and my heart is breaking, deep despair shows me that love's not fair. When I wake up tomorrow and I tremble as I touch your face, I'll wish for such joy for the whole human race. Oh, Edith, my own, Edith, I love you. Oh, Edith, I love you.
The first track was called Women Like Me, and on the album it's listed as being done by Women Like Me, and the second song, Edith, was by Lucy Wilde. I strongly suspect Wilde was not her real name, and was chosen to honor Oscar Wilde. It's spelled the same way. And her girlfriend is also on the album and took on the name Martha Wilde. Anyway, on to the third song of the set, my favorite from the album. This artist did use her real name, Margaret Sloan. Here she is introducing her song, I'd Like to Make Love to You.
I was just going to say, in Chicago, when I wrote the song, it was bothering me because I was trying to imagine I was writing it to one person, but it really wasn't. It was really, and so the song ended up being called Song to All Women. And then somebody said, well, no, it should be the lesbian national anthem. And so we were trying to figure out what should you do when you hear it, you know, like when the flag is...
I'd like to make love with you, because you are a woman and I am too. And you are my sister, my lover, my friend. I'd like to be with you when the day tries to end. I carelessly wouldn't leave you laying upon some pillow weeping and praying. I'd like to make love with you. I'd like to make love with you, not to you or at you, as men do, to kiss you deeper if only one time, to sing in the dayness without any rhyme. And if we made love never again, somehow we'd be closer friends. I'd like to make love with you. I'd like to make love with you and begin a moment of something new. And maybe that moment would happen to find my head on your pillow and yours next to mine. I guess we could really share what women would if they would dare. I'd like to make love. No, I'd really like to make love. No, I just gotta make love with you.
Well, as you can see, the music was definitely done by amateurs. But I think that last song was pretty good. It was written and sung by Margaret Sloan. In the liner notes is a quote by her. I chose to sing on this record not because I am a singer, but because I wrote a poem once and happened to set it to music. I had become aware that there were hardly any direct, not subtle, love songs to women by women. Women must learn to write about, speak about, shout and sing about their feelings for one another. If the words of my poem ride on winds that blow closet doors open, then all women will have to sing it at least once. I've got a little more background on Margaret Sloan. She is also known as Margaret Sloan Hunter and was one of the founding editors of Ms. Magazine. And her activism included being chairwoman of the 2,000-member National Black Feminist Organization in 1974. She also published a book of poetry called Black and Lavender. And here's some modern trivia about Margaret Sloan Hunter. In preparing this show, I tried to contact her to request a short phone interview. Alex Dopkin is a friend of hers and gave me her number. I wasn't able to reach her, but found out something else. I went to the website where you can plug in a phone number and get the name of who's assigned to that number and tried it. Margaret Sloan Hunter's number was registered under the name Ima Butch. Now, how did she get away with that? Some of you may be thinking, I thought Alex Dopkin had the first openly lesbian album. Well, almost and sort of. I interviewed Alex on my show last May, and I'll replay the clip of her explaining the difference.
Few Loving Women, which was a talent show produced by Lesbian Feminist Liberation, I think LFL, which is a lesbian group in New York. I think that's who produced these talent shows, and so they taped one and made a record of it. And they, I think, released about 1,000 albums, and they actually made it impossible for me to claim that Lavender Jane Loves Women was the very first lesbian album, because it wasn't. It was the second. I can say it was the first women-only produced, because they had male engineers, men mixed the album. So I had women working all the way down the line. I could say it was the first woman-only, internationally distributed album.
Next is a song that directly pays tribute to the lesbians of the 50s and 60s who made it easier for those who came after them. It's from 1983 by Judy Reagan and is called Hollywood Haircut.
She had a Hollywood haircut. She wore black pig pants. Carried her cigarettes in her sleeve. She didn't much like to dance. Just remember who pointed the way. She had a bouffant hairdo. She used a lot of Maybelline. A woman loving woman, she loved her butch. There wasn't much she hadn't seen. And if that sweet, femme, flirty fox stalled up woman doesn't mean very much to you today, sister. Just remember who pointed the way. Walking down the street, holding hands, they were screamed at, beaten as they left the bars. Fighting their oppression, never losing their direction. The frontline troops in a war of liberation. The founding mothers, she had a Hollywood haircut. She wore black. The things that they could teach us if we'd only let them reach us. We're just different branches on a woman-loving tree. Same roots, you and me. She had a bouffant hairdo. She used a lot of Maybelline.
That second song was just called Dyke, and both songs came from Judy Reagan's album Old Friends. Here's another rare song by DJ Adler. It's from her 1982 recording Here and Now. One reason it's rare is that it only came out on cassette. This was common among independent artists of the 70s and 80s because most could just not afford to put out an LP. And as a collector, this makes it much more challenging because used record stores or even eBay rarely handle cassettes. Here's DJ Adler with the Gay Bar Blues.
Oh, well, you're dancing with one woman looking at another, and someone over there just bought you that drink, honey, and isn't that the woman that joined our peer support group last week? She's cute. Hey, it's been a while since you've been here, and you just had a very painful breakup with your lover, but word's already out on the statewide grapevine. You're back in circulation. I'm sitting here guzzling beer and watching all them beautiful queers move it across the dance floor. My, oh, my. Well, don't you worry about me, I'm feeling fine, sipping my 27th glass of wine, just sitting here happy rocking to the Gay Bar Blues. Well, I remember my very first time in here, and I was awfully young, and just terrified that some woman would walk up to me and try and lay me right here on the barroom floor. Now some woman winks, buys me a drink, and then we talk and dance until they close it up, and then, you know, sometimes we might go to her place, or sometimes we go to mine. Well, dancing with one woman looking at another, and someone over there just bought you that drink, honey, and isn't that your ex that just came in? Quick, hide in the john! Well, it's been a while since you've been here. I heard you and your lover had a big fight last night. One more round of monogamy versus non-monogamy. Well, the orange juice folks aren't real fond of us, and old brother Jerry's out there preaching to save America's children from all them drag queens teaching in the public schools. But the liquor industry thinks we're great. We've even got civil rights, and some states will look out for a majority. We'll be in the White House someday, and we may already be there. We're just sitting here guzzling beer and watching all of them beautiful queers and move it across the dance floor, my oh my. Well, don't you worry about me, I'm feeling fine, sipping my 27th glass of wine, just sitting here happy rocking to the gay bar blues. Well, the bars aren't much, but it's some place to go, and there's pinball and pool and all kinds of fun. But you know, a lot of women sit there alone, thinking there's nowhere else to go. Yeah, we get caught up in drugs and alcoholism and other forms of mental and physical attrition, and it's time to put an end to what society deals us and what we deal to ourselves. Well, now just try to imagine taking to the streets with our lovers and friends, coming face to face with all those righteous folk who try and keep us from living normal lives just like theirs. Sitting in the movies, cuddling up, or just holding hands in a restaurant, strolling through the park, passing other couples, unafraid to let our feelings show. We're just sitting here, guzzling beer and watching all them beautiful queers move it across the dance floor, my oh my. Well, don't you worry about me, cause I'm feeling fine, sipping my 27th glass of wine, just sitting here happy rocking to the gay bar blues. Or what would happen if just for a day the gays went straight and the straights were gay and they found out for themselves what it's like living the gay life? Well, chances are they'd find out real quick our lives aren't exactly one big picnic and making love is just one side of the coin. Because we've got jobs and families we love, and all we're asking is just a chance to be upfront with who we are. Yeah, to be free to go and live where we want with whoever, and have the right to live our lives just like anybody else. Till then, you're dancing with one woman, looking at another, and someone over there just bought you that drink, honey, and isn't that our high school gym teacher? I knew it! Well, I know you're in there every night, dancing and drinking and throwing your money away. Well, maybe someday you'll find out, like I have, there's a whole lot more out there to live in life. Till then you're sitting here, guzzling beer and watching all them beautiful queers and moving across the dance floor, my oh my. Well, don't you worry about me, I'm flying high, sipping my 27th glass of wine, just sitting here happy rocking to the gay bar blues. You know we're laughing and joking, rocking to the gay bar blues. Oh my, they're toking and a stroking, rocking to the gay bar blues.
One ringy dingy, two ringy dingies. A gracious hello. Have I reached the party to whom I am speaking? A Miss Doris Gay? Good. How are you, Miss Gay? This is Miss Tomlin at the telephone company. Yes, well, we have a little problem with your name. Well, we simply cannot print it in our listings. Well, that may well... Just a minute. That may well be. That may well be, but I'm sorry. Those are the rules. After all, children can look through the phone book, and you know young, impressionable minds. Well, I am very sorry. Well, then you're just going to have to change your name. But by the way, are you? You know, Gay? Oh, you can tell me. Come on, I know what's happening. I'm hip to the happenings. I had an uncle once who was that way. You are, aren't you? I knew it, Dyke. Isn't that what you people like to be called? Excuse me, just a minute. Just a minute, young lady. Just a minute. We do not allow such language to pass through our instruments.
And of course, following DJ Adler was Lily Tomlin with one of her special routines. And on to another artist whose work only came out on a cassette. In 1991, Ann Seal released a tape called Sex for Breakfast, and it contained these three humorous songs.
Hang around your local women's bookstore if you want to meet some women who have class. They're the lazy literati. Some are nice and some are naughty. But in the brains department, there are none who can surpass those women at your local women's bookstore. Fat and thin and yellow, white and brown. If you're in pursuit of a woman who's acute, you'll find her at the bookstore in your town. Bookstore. Check out those fine editions on display. And while you do your browsing, someone quite arousing may pop up in anthologies and steal your heart away. you're just not into clubs and parties and the women at the bar cause you to frown. Then hang around the bookstore, your stop and take a look store. Come hang around the bookstore in your town. Come hang around the bookstore, that cozy little nook store. Come hang around the bookstore in your town. Take my mind on a feminist world tour by purchasing and reading lots of women's literature. It keeps me up to date, still I find a bit absurd the way they all can't spell one short and simple little word. Can you tell me how to spell women? It's bewildering as hell. Women, I've seen it spelled with Y's, I've seen it full of I's, I've seen it changed around so much I did not recognize. Women, is it O or I or E in women? If we only could agree, I'm a liberated female and I wanna see us grow. But exactly how to spell us, I don't know. Is it O or I or E? Once I saw it with a B. If we can't even spell us, who will take us seriously? Women. It's the M-E-N, I guess, in women that is causing all the stress. And so since D-R stands for doctor and M-S, Ms., you know, I suggest we just spell women, W-O.
That was Ann Seal singing Your Woman's Bookstore, Women, 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 and Lesbian Cemetery. And in the title Women, 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 she spelled it three different ways, W-O-M-E-N, W-O-M-Y-N, and W-I-M-M-I-N. Of course, that was about the common practice of lesbian separatists in the early 80s to spell the word women so that it contained no part of the word men. Oh, and her cassette's title, Sex for Breakfast, may have told more about her than she thought, because in recent years she's been a frequent contributor of stories to compilation books of lesbian erotica. And one more cassette-only release was by the lesbian a cappella group Rhythm Method. I just love their updated version of the Sorrells song, I Met Him on a Sunday.
Well, I met her on a Sunday.
Whoa.
I got a crush on her on Monday.
Whoa.
We played softball on Tuesday.
Whoa.
And traded stories about our therapists on Wednesday.
Whoa.
I moved in with her on Thursday.
Whoa.
But I felt like she was really distancing herself from me on Friday.
Whoa.
And by Saturday, there was all of this, you know, passive-aggressive hostility stuff going on. And frankly, at that point, I felt like my needs really weren't being addressed anymore.
So I said, bye-bye, baby.
Durande, rande, 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 mama. Durande, rande, 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 mama. Durande, rande, 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 mama. Whoa.
Well, I saw her dancing on Sunday.
Whoa.
I fumed about it all day Monday.
Whoa.
Wouldn't you know it? We had to play softball again on Tuesday.
Whoa.
But I was over it. I mean, it wasn't a big deal. My therapist said I was making a lot of really good progress about it.
I was over her on Wednesday.
Whoa.
I bought a self-help book on Thursday.
Whoa. Whoa.
I did it the bookstore clerk on Friday.
Whoa. Whoa.
My self-esteem was back on Saturday.
Durande, rande, 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 mama. Durande, rande, 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 mama. Durande, rande, 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 mama. Whoa.
By the Rhythm Method, from their self-titled cassette from 1994, that was I Met Her on a Sunday. And here's a strange song, and after you hear it, I'll tell you why I think so.
I'm looking at you. You're looking at me. Now's the time to get it all together. Come on, sisters, get together. Time to join the celebration. I'm walking with you.
talking with you. You're talking with me. Now's the time to get it all together. Come on, sisters, get together. Time to join the celebration. Come on, sisters, get together. It's time for the rise of the lesbian nation. Come on, sisters, get together. Time to join. It's time for the rise of the lesbian nation. Come on, sisters, get together. Time to join the celebration. Come on, sisters, get together. It's time for the rise of the lesbian nation. Come on, sisters, come on, sisters. Come on, sisters, come on, get together.
Just heard the song Lesbian Nation by the Goldenrods from 1993. I got this song on a 45 RPM record. It was produced in San Francisco and has a picture cover showing a woman with a guitar. The lead singer was Jenny Gunston. Now what I think is strange is that despite Jenny asking her sisters to get together, she was the only woman on the record. The song was written by a man, Barry Hall, who played lead guitar. All of the band members were men. The record was produced by a man, and it wasn't even Jenny's photo on the cover. They used a model for that. Do you see their credibility point slipping rapidly away?
Here come the lesbians!
Hi, this is Holly Neer.
Hi, this is Chris Williamson.
This is Margie Adam.
And you are listening to Queer Music Heritage on KBFT Houston.
Here come the leaving lesbians!
This is a good time to remind you to be sure to listen to After Hours with Jimmy Carper every Sunday morning from 1 to 4 a.m. on KPFT. It's queer radio with attitude. Also, I invite you to check out my website at www.queermusicheritage.com, where you can view the playlist and see photos of the artists and recordings and listen to the show anytime. My special feature interview for tonight is with Kaya Hartwood and Miriam Davidson, who comprise the duo called Wishing Chair. They've released 4 albums since 1996, and I think they just get better and better. I'm especially impressed with how well the albums are produced. And they do that themselves in their own studio out in the country in a town of less than 600 people called Stamping Ground in the Bluegrass region of northern Kentucky. Let's start off with your names and the name of your CD.
Hi, my name is Kaya Hartwood.
This is Miriam Davidson.
We're called Wishing Chair, and our latest CD is called Crow.
How would you describe your CD and musical style to someone who hasn't heard it?
Our CD and our musical style, I guess we call ourselves folk musicians, and the music is folk-oriented, but it's a lot more. There's a lot of pop influences and rock, and we like all kinds of music. We write the songs depending upon the styles that the song calls for, mostly.
To give the listeners a taste of their style, I want to play just a little bit of the title song from their third album, The Ghost of Will Harbert. It's one of their most acclaimed songs. In it, the singer meets a ghost, and she tries regretfully to explain what modern man has done to the beautiful Kentucky horse country. I'll let Kaya tell the rest.
Will Harbert was a groom, and his job was to take care of the famous racehorse Man O' War. Man O' War was probably as famous as Babe Ruth in the 20s and 30s. Will Harbert sort of is a symbol for a lifestyle that's been present here in the Kentucky area for 200 years. it's just a way of life. And there's been a lot of irresponsible development in our area, and that's kind of what the song's about. It's addressing that issue.
Found the ghost of Will Harbert on the Huffman Mill Road. See him looking for Big Red, tell me where did he go? Where's Mr. Riddle in the faraway barns? See him, sorry, Mr. Harbert, I think they've all gone. Oh, they moved all your bones to the outskirts of town. And the farm is a housing development now. And he sat right down with his hat in his hand. Saying, can you explain this? I can't understand. And I choked on the words and I felt a great shame. They're selling the bluegrass, the fences are black, the old days are gone and they ain't coming back.
That was part of the song, The Ghost of Will Harbert. Who is your audience?
Our audience is real eclectic. We appeal to the gay and lesbian audience, of course, because we're out. But we run the gamut, you know.
Yeah, I don't think it's our job to decide who listens to us. I think it's our job to just be express ourselves and our situation as best we can and let the audience sort of sort itself out.
Is it important for you to be out as musicians?
I think it's still very important to be an out musician. As long as it's an issue in our society, then we need artists that are willing to be themselves fully, and being out and being proud is very important to creating a space that's safe for everyone to be themselves.
Please tell us about why you named yourselves Wishing Chair.
The name of the band, Wishing Chair, comes from me being in the living room of a friend of mine named Peter O'Hanlon, who had this postcard. And I picked up the postcard and I thought it was to Navajo women sitting on a rock in the desert. But he told me, no, that it was two traveler women, two gypsy women from Ireland sitting at a rock. And on the postcard, it said Travelers at the Wishing Chair. And I just thought that was the best band name. And Wishing Chair, evidently when you sit there, you make a wish and your dreams come true, which is excellent metaphor for this band.
What gay and lesbian artists do you most admire?
Oh, there's so many gay and lesbian artists that we admire. Elton John comes to mind, Jamie Anderson, Laura Love.
Holly
Near. Gosh, we couldn't possibly stop the list. But we're going to stop the list there.
I want to ask about a few of your songs, and I want to start with your first CD, Singing with the Red Wolves, from 1996. Please tell us about the song, Sometimes.
And Sometimes is another, gosh, we're poor, but I love you kind of songs.
We have a lot of those, I think.
Yes. We're rich in love and art. Not necessarily money, and so that sometimes becomes a theme in many of these folk songs.
Sometimes that's enough, it's cold outside.
Okay, on to your second album, Undisputed Country, from 1998. I've picked the song You're the One. Can you tell us a little about it?
You're the One and She's Everything are kind of tied together, you know. I'm severely in love and tend to have to write a love song for every CD. You're the One is exactly that. She's the one.
Start all the sneaking round, yeah, it just brings us down, but it's okay, we will find a way. Sometimes we just gotta stand and see. You're the only one that I want, you're the only one that I need. I can see you walking right beside me. Sometimes, baby, you just got to believe.
Now finally to your latest CD, called Crow. I'm a co-producer of Audiophile on This Way Out, and we featured it last April, and thought it was good enough that we named it one of the best of 2002 on our year-end show. From that album, please tell us about the song Breathe.
And Breathe is late night truck stop, 3 o'clock in the morning, getting coffee, having a big realization, which sometimes happens when you've been in the car long enough to think you're having one. Yeah, it's just feeling really connected to everyone.
I am a stranger here. We're all strangers here, standing equal, glassy-eyed. The coffee's hot, truck stop parking lot, fluorescent bright, well-spaced aisles, secret comments.
And I think my favorite song from the album might be Ordinary Day.
Ordinary Day was inspired by a trip in Texas that reminded me of a good friend's ranch in Oklahoma. And growing up in Oklahoma in 49, and which is basically banging on car hoods by the creek late at night.
And it's got one of the first folk rap.
Oh, I don't know. I think Woody Guthrie beat us to that deal.
Stumble on the outline of your face. Days when we were friends come running back again. I try to find the path that brings back to shining. Oklahoma seems a million miles away. Rock Creek Baptist 49 swimming as we pray. Tailgate talks, red dirt walks, two young cowgirls singing the lost highway. How we lost each other is a string of choices, different roads and different voices. Now the also rants, the don't give a damn. How they call the tunes we play on this ordinary day.
Of what song that you've written are you the most proud, and why?
Of all the songs I've written, the ones I'm most proud of are the ones that help other people. And here at where we live in Kentucky, the song The Ghost of Will Harbert has raised a lot of dialogue about land issues and protecting our culture. And way of life, and I'm real proud of that. We get lots of letters from people about some of the more personal songs on the new CD. Copernicus gets a lot of talk from people that have similar kind of growing up. You know, when somebody uses one of the love songs in their commitment ceremony, or you know, it says that that's their song, you know, that always means a lot.
Can you tell me anything else that would give the listeners an idea of who you are, who the artists are behind the music?
I think that we are a complicated mix of popular music and traditional music, in that we both feel really strongly that in the folk ideal of being a cultural worker, in that we feel a responsibility that as artists that we're supposed to speak the truth and to the best of our ability and artistically express what happens to us in the personal, because that's political as well. And I think that if you understand that our music makes a lot more sense. And then otherwise, the punk in me thinks that you should be able to write any kind of music that you want, and you have to work with what you've got. So I've got this, you know, severe Kentucky, Oklahoma, triple hillbilly thing going on. But I was also raised in the 60s, and there is that naive, perhaps, belief that music can really make change. And I think it really can.
The biggest thing to me about being a gay and lesbian artist is that I come from a long line, that there's miles of people before and miles coming after, and that we're at this real nice crossroads area where we can stand up and we can show our influences, and that we're not limited to only being influenced by other gay and lesbian artists, and that we're complicated and interesting people, and that the future looks bright.
As in a lot of interviews, I usually ask the artist to do a show ID for me, and they usually have fun with it. And sometimes, instead of editing out the false starts, I think it's more fun to let you hear the whole thing.
This is Kaya Hartwood.
And I'm Miriam Davidson of Wishing Chair.
And you're listening to...
Well, are we going to do that together or not? We just don't know.
Okay.
We're going to try this again.
This is Kaya Hartwood.
And I'm Miriam Davidson of Wishing Chair.
You're listening to Queer Music Heritage. You're listening to Queer Music Heritage on KPFT in Houston.
Let's try this again. How about you're Kaya Hartwood?
And you're Miriam Davidson of Wishing Chair. And y'all are listening to Queer Music Heritage on KPFT in Houston. Let's try again.
Okay.
This is Kaya Hartwood.
And I'm Miriam Davidson of Wishing Chair.
Y'all are listening. Sorry.
I like the y'all thing, but, you know, can you do it without the,
you know,
cracking yourself up?
Yeah.
Okay.
This is Kaya Hartwood.
And I'm Miriam Davidson of Wishing Chair.
And you all are listening to Queer Music Heritage on KPFT in Houston.
Ta-da.
Ta-da.
You can find out more about Wishing Chair at their website, www.terrakin.com. That's TERRAKIN.com. I'm going to close the show with another of my favorite songs by Wishing Chair. It's from their latest album, Crow. But before we hear the song, I want to thank you all for tuning into the show, and I want to thank Kaya Hartwood and Miriam Davidson of Wishing Chair for their interview. If you have questions or comments about any of the music I featured, please write to me at qmheritage@aol.com. And again, my website, with more information about all the songs you heard, is, logically enough, at www.queermusicheritage.com. This is J.D. Doyle for Queer Voices on KPFT in Houston, and I'll be back on the fourth Monday of next month with another installment of Queer Music Heritage. Okay, back to Wishing Chair. One of their most lyrically gay songs is called She's Everything. Can you please tell us about it?
Well, She's Everything is dedicated to Miriam's niece, Caitlin, but, it's a love song, and I tried to make the most pop-out song I could possibly do so that it would get out to the most people.
Hold me with nothing to me.
To me.